This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Wendy Mader. A Washington-based education group is suing the University of Missouri over its refusal to provide records related to teacher training at the university system's four campuses. The National Council on Teacher Quality filed the civil complaint today in Cole County Circuit Court. The group says the university system has refused to turn over course syllabi, which it claims are public records. The group wants the material for a research project it is doing with U.S. News and World Report. Columbia's increasing building permit fees for the first time since 1996. KBIA's Dalton Barker has more.
Columbia has maintained the same fee for all building permits the last 16 years. But with an overworked inspection staff and need for additional revenue, the city decided to raise its permit fee. The new plan will offer a standardized rate of $2.25 per $1,000 of assessed value. Don Stamper is executive director of Central Missouri Development Council. He says he is concerned the increase will make Columbia less competitive for retailers.
We have to have an eye on affordability. We want to make sure that it's affordable to come to, for people to come here and make an investment. And so as these fees creep up, it can have an effect on where people make that investment, and we want to make sure we're competitive.
The fee increase starts October 1st, and the city estimates it will garner $564,000 of additional revenue. Dalton Barker, KBIA News.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is touting an endorsement from the National Rifle Association. Koster announced the NRA support today. The Democratic Attorney General says his job involves defending the rights of all Missourians, including the right to bear arms. The NRA has rated Koster solidly pro-gun, which it says reflects a demonstrated record of support for Second Amendment issues. Koster's Republican challenger Ed Martin does not have a voting record, but the NRA also rated him pro-gun based on his answers to a survey. Martin recently released a campaign commercial which introduces his family and promises to protect constitutional rights. He also says he will fight the federal health care overhaul. Jefferson City is building Missouri's first high school academy where students can pick from a variety of career paths before entering college. The introductory architectural drawing of the facilities was presented this morning at a news conference. David Luther is the assistant superintendent of schools community relations. He says the city has been planning on building a new innovative academy for 3 years now.
We would be the first high school to have academies, at least wall-to-wall academies, which is what we're going for, seven different academies. And they want to take a class that's not in their academy. They can do that. They can pop out. So let's say you're an engineering student, but you want to be in band. We can make that work.
Each of the seven academy buildings will have an emphasis area ranging from business, agriculture, and engineering. Luther says the completion date of the high school construction depends on whether or not voters pass a bond and levy. The voting will take place April 2013. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mader.